And welcome to Coach's Rewind with John Bowden on KDNS 94.1 and KZDY 96.3. Colby Hamill, a great win on Friday night. Before we get to the 62-14 win over Ellis and a look ahead at the homecoming festivities this week and a game against a Hungry Pike Valley team, I just wanted to congrats you on what's been written on paper and written about you guys. Obviously, you try to avoid that stuff, but ranked number three in the state in preseason and got a great write-up by John Betts down there at Lincoln. And a lot of people have picked you guys as for sure a top three team, if not the team to beat in Division One. How'd you handle the preseason hype and everything going into Friday night's game with Ellis?
Well, I think our guys are just excited. They've been working extremely hard. It's not just during football season, but when it's out of season during the summertime, they all show up every day. I never wonder, you know, where guys are at, and if they do miss, you know, our guys communicate really well, and they've just really embraced the challenge of, you know, it's our time, and we have to make sure we're prepared and ready to go. And no longer is it where, you know, people are just going to come out and try to 45 us. You know, right now we have a group of guys that have a lot of grit and toughness, and they're going to go out there and compete their tails off no matter what. And, you know, feeling good about competing against the best teams in the state. You know, we've been so close my first 2 years. Five of our losses have been a touchdown or less. And in the last two playoff seasons or playoffs, we've lost that first round by 2 points. And that can be a heart wrencher for a lot of kids. And when you're playing freshman and sophomore early and they're getting that experience and exposure, I do think it teaches them how to, you know, have some resiliency and learn how to handle those moments a little better. And, you know, me as a coach and my coaching staff, you know, we're all still young, too. We're still learning. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there who've been doing this for 20, 30 years, and we're still learning how to gel together and game plan together and figure out what's best for our kids. But right now, we're just, you know, we're loving, you know, the attention, but, you know, nobody really cares right now unless you win a state championship. So it's just like a one-week-at-a-time deal, and we're, like you said, you know, Pike Valley's got 19 kids out, maybe the most they've had in a long time. And I know Coach Melby's going to have that squad put together with a good game plan, and those guys are going to come out and play hard. You know, my wife is from that community, and, you know, if you give them a chance to, you know, latch on, they'll take what they can and fight. So we're excited for this week, and just another opportunity to go out and just have fun.
Well, Coach, a nice 62-14 win at home on Friday night over Ellis, and kind of talk about what you saw Sunday night in the film session, what you liked and what you didn't like, what you want to improve the most this week before Pike Valley comes calling.
Well, I love when my guys jump up and catch all the, you know, jump balls, and it's nice to watch when you have super athletic dudes who can be very, very creative and make plays. Even if I call a bad call, they tend to go out there and make something out of nothing. So it's fun to watch their ability to you know, make one guy miss and score touchdowns. If there was something that we really need to work on, it's probably our O-line play. We need to get better up front. We need to, you know, we got to pass block better. We got to run off the football better. And our guys all know this. You know, I know we won 62-14 or whatever, but we're not content with just winning just because we're better athletes. We want to be able to execute better. And so the word execution this week has been our goal of focus. And I believe that this coming Friday, you'll see an improvement there.
Well, Coach, you opened with a hook and ladder, which connected for a touchdown. You and I as football coaches know what a hook and ladder is, but for the average fan, what's a hook and ladder, and how in the world did that come to be the first play of the game, the first play of the season?
Well, when you think about the kind of guys you have, we got, you know, a couple guys that drag a lot of attention. And so the play was just a simple hook route, you know, catch the ball from the center quarterback, throw it to your dude at receiver, and at that point, usually defenders are flying down to make that tackle. And when they did, we kind of just swung our running back out. And when you have the guys who can do a lot of different things, he just pitched it on back, and he caught it, and he didn't even get touched. And that's something we practice, you know, 4 or 5 times during the week to make sure we're ready to go. And then after that, it's just celebration at that point. We have a gadget period, trick play period during the week where, we work on fun things like that, and we allow our kids to have their opinions. And, during the summer and during the school year, those guys, they send me ideas. They see stuff they see on TV, and they're like, Coach, can we do this? Can we try that? And I'm not against, considering those, ideas. And so it's fun, and our guys are excited, and it's just something that, we take a lot of pride in.
Well, Coach, with preseason rankings and the magnitude of the team across the state wasn't big enough. Week two, you're dealing with homecoming, already having to practice would be yet this morning, Wednesday, in preparation for the parade and stuff. How do you deal with homecoming this week? And like you said, you got a tough Pike Valley Cup team coming in. Just how do you keep the kids focused on football instead of all the homecoming events?
Well, I think all you can do is just remind them when it's football time, it's football time. And when it's not, enjoy the moment, spend time with your friends and your families because they're all still kids too. Not every kid is going to go off and play college football or whatever. And some of the best memories are going to be this week. And, whether it's at the parade or the bonfire or, at the lunch table or dressing up as your favorite teacher on throughout the week or, wearing the costumes. I think you still have to, stay somewhat locked in. So, when I see them, I give them little quizzes. I ask them questions throughout the day when we're lifting weights and when I see them out and about. And I think just those little conversations, it helps. But I never want to fully take away from the meaning of homecoming and, the whole community in itself. So, we allow our guys to have fun as well. And I just trust that when it's football time, they take it serious and they give me their best effort, and I have a lot of respect for that.
Well, Coach, not very often do we ask a weather question, but how much rain did Lincoln get, and did it affect your practice at all down there?
Man, I don't have a rain gauge, but I know Tescott got about 12, 13, 14 or so. I'd say we had 8 or 9. We had the modified practice yesterday or 2 days ago for our junior high, and luckily we had a JV game on Monday, and we went down to Ellis, and they didn't get a drop of rain. So we kind of dodged that one. But other than that, our fields are okay now. Might have to repaint them before the game on Friday. But, we're blessed with a good maintenance crew that takes care of our fields and does a great job.
Well, Coach, great segment on Coach's Rewind for the Lincoln Leopards. A big game with Pike Valley at homecoming this week. We appreciate your time and best of luck this week.
Thanks, John.